And right at this present point in time, we've got on the line Shannon Gallagher, the Secretary for the Normanton Rodeo Association. Thanks for coming on the program for us.
Yeah, no worries at all. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, look, it's turned out to be the second biggest rodeo that's ever been held by the looks of it. Everybody must be feeling pretty proud of the effort all the other people behind the scenes have put in as well.
Yeah, definitely. It's early days as yet, but looking at the initial numbers and money that's come in and that sort of thing, it is looking to be about our second one. And especially given on Friday at the rodeo, we had one of the coldest, wettest days we've ever had for our rodeo. So that really would have affected our crowd. So we're super pleased with how things have turned out.
Yeah, look, apart from the rodeo, something that tends to get a little bit forgotten in the scheme of things at the end of the day is, of course, the big open draft. And people come from miles and miles and miles away for that. Have you got a winner there for that one?
Yeah, we sure do. Jess Hoffman actually won our open draft this year, so we're really, really excited for her. She's won it once before, so she knows what she's doing. But yeah, that was very exciting for Jeff, and as usual, you know, the numbers for that event were big. Everyone had a great, great time. I think some awesome scores, and it's nice to see a lady come through and take home the big prize as well.
Yeah, because it has been a man's domain for many a long year, that one, and that's really great to see. But where does she hail from? Is she local or travelled?
No, she's not a local, and off the top of my head, I just can't think. But I'm thinking, is she over Charter Towers? I think, but don't quote me on that.
So she travelled. I know people that have travelled, you know, a couple of thousand K just to get to a camp draft.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no, we get plenty, you know, right from the territory, from all over Queensland, from, a lot of places to come for that. And, of course, it's a $15,000 draft, but the you know, we add some of the entry fees back into that. 35% of our nomination fees go back. So it winds up being about a $20,000 or $24,000 prize just for that open draft, you know. So that's pretty amazing.
Look, of course, the couple of the premier events, the bull ride and the open saddle bronc ride. Mm-hmm. Could you run us through a couple of those and who come up with the big buckle?
For sure. Well, we've got three of our big rodeo events are the Open Bull Ride, the Open Bronc Ride, and the Ladies' Saddle Race, and they're a $10,000 event, so pretty big prize money for rodeo. So the winners of those ones, Michael actually won Open Bull Ride. I'm not sure where Michael's from, I'm sorry. I don't think we've seen him at our event here before, but he actually came and did a little bit of protection clowning for us as well. So we're super pleased to be able to give some money away to someone who is so helpful as well. And then Luke Chaplin was the winner of our Open Bronc Ride, and he hails from Cloncurry these days. Interesting story was that years ago now, probably about, I don't know how long, 6 or 9 years or something like that, he was working on a property up this way, and he came to Normanton and had his first ever Bronc Ride at Normanton. So now he's come back some years later and actually gone on to win Open Bronc Ride. So that's really exciting. Then our Ladies' Barrel was won by a girl by Kelly Woodhouse, who also then went on to win all-round champion cowgirl buckle. So that was great news for her as well.
Wow. So you had some pretty successful people. And at this point, I'll just say a special hello to we've got some new listeners listening in Cloncurry. They go far and wide with the internet, and people are able to stream Blackstar Radio now. So Luke could be going home to listen to Blackstar Radio after he gets over the winning of the saddle bronc ride, because that's a very bull rider was bronc.
No, he was a saddle bronc rider.
Saddle bronc rider, yeah.
So he may hear himself hear his name on the radio anyway.
Yeah, exactly. So hope he's recovered well from that one. One other one that I did want to talk about was Peter Gregory Jr. That he's only pint-sized, but he come away with a win as well.
Oh, look, he is a little pocket rocket, I tell you, and a very, very sticky cowboy. He can ride some calves and genius gears. He rode that junior steer and won that event here this year. And he actually comes second in the same event last year, so he has been working up to it. But, gee, he won some calf rides and junior steer rides all over. I had one in Mount Ida a couple of years ago. So he is one to look out for in the future. I think he's only about 13, but as you say, he's pretty small. But gee, he's got some mad skills, so I'm really keen to see how he works out into the future. He'll really be a great rider to watch.
And you know where he hails from at all, Shannon?
He's from Blake.
Sorry?
Yeah, so and his dad, Peter Gregory, obviously is a really good rodeo rider as well, you know, and he's been taking his kids around to a number of different shows and always brings all the kids over here to Normanton. They have a great time, do some great rides. Peter has a ride and all that sort of stuff, you know, so it's great to see them every year. They're regulars for us now and really wonderful to see Peter Jr. go away with that win.
Yeah, and there's you know, there's so many other events too that were held, and people that have won and come second. So congratulations to each and every one that come away with a first, second, or third, and just those that competed. I mean, it takes a little bit of whatever it takes to get on top of a Brahman bull or a bronc riding horse, or even a bareback one, as far as that goes. So yeah, congratulations to all those people.
Absolutely. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. We had really an awesome show. As you say, all the competitors really do make teams. We wouldn't have any show without them. So it's great that they come along and support our event. And it was just a really, really good event. You know, it hasn't been the best year up this way. A lot of people were quite affected by the floods earlier in the year. So really good for all of these communities to have events like this, to bring everyone together and really get some positivity happening in the region again.
Yeah, and Shannon, got to thank all the volunteers, the people that go to events like that. I mean, they serve the cups of tea, they serve the lunches, they're working behind the scenes. They could be working the gates to let the rough stock out. They could be working in the backyards. They could be doing, yeah, like you're doing, a job as secretary with all the demands that particular job takes. So, yeah, a special thank you to all those people involved.
Definitely. Look, the list of people and places to thank is very, very long, as you would know, but you are right. Volunteers do make our show. I think we have well more than 100 volunteers over the weekend that all come together to make it all happen. So you're right. We certainly couldn't do it without them. Of course, the sponsors that we have some really amazing sponsors, and again, they're, you know, far too numerous to really mention here. But again, without them, we wouldn't have much of a show. We wouldn't be giving away $10,000 for an open bull ride if we didn't have great sponsors and stuff on board. So most appreciated.
Look, Shannon, thank you so much for coming on the program. And if you're still in the same position next year, hopefully we'll have a yarn in the lead up to the rodeo.
Yeah, no, that sounds great.
Thank you, Shannon Gallagher.